Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes and Other Lessons from the Crematory by Caitlin Doughty is a memoir and cultural critique drawn from the author's early years working in a crematory in California. Blending dark humor with plain-spoken reporting, Doughty describes what it is like to handle dead bodies as a job and how quickly modern society hides death behind euphemisms, glossy caskets, and professional distance. The book introduces the practical realities of cremation and funeral work, while also tracing how Western attitudes toward mortality have shifted over time, from community-based care of the dead to an often sanitized, outsourced process. Doughty writes as both an insider and a reformer, questioning practices that prioritize denial and profit over honesty and meaning. Without romanticizing death, she argues that avoiding it can make grief harder and life smaller. The result is an accessible, memorable entry point into death positivity, inviting readers to face mortality with more knowledge, less fear, and greater agency. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, inside the crematory, what the work actually involves. A central thread of the book is the author's firsthand account of crematory labor and the gap between public imagination and daily reality. Doughty explains the kinds of tasks people rarely picture, receiving bodies, verifying identity, preparing remains for cremation, operating equipment, and managing the administrative chain that connects hospitals, funeral homes, families, and regulatory requirements. The memoir perspective emphasizes how quickly the job becomes technical and procedural, yet never entirely routine. Bodies differ, circumstances differ, and emotions from the living regularly spill into the workplace. The book also highlights how the staff must balance respect with efficiency, and how professional composure is built through training, repetition, and a certain gallows humor. Rather than treating cremation as an abstract concept, Doughty uses concrete situations to show how physical death behaves, weight, fragility, mess, and the limits of control. This realism is not presented for shock, but to argue that informed familiarity can replace myth-based fear. By showing the crematory as a workplace with pressures, mistakes, and standards, the book makes death care legible and encourages readers to ask better questions about what happens after someone dies. Secondly, the modern denial of death and how it took shape. Beyond memoir, the book examines why many contemporary Americans experience death as something distant and vaguely scandalous. Doughty traces cultural and historical forces that move dying out of the home and into institutions, shifting care from families and communities to professionals. This change brought genuine public health benefits and technical expertise, yet it also encouraged avoidance. Bodies are whisked away, grief is expected to be tidy, and the physical realities of dying are treated as unspeakable. Doughty connects this denial to the language people use, the design of funeral spaces, and the expectation that death should look peaceful and clean even when it was not. She also explores how fear of death can be marketed back to consumers through expensive options framed as necessary for dignity. The argument is not that earlier eras were better in every way, but that an overcorrected separation has costs. When people have no contact with death, they often feel unprepared, ashamed of normal reactions, and more vulnerable to manipulation. By naming the cultural mechanisms of denial, the book encourages readers to see their discomfort as learned rather than inevitable, and to imagine healthier norms around mourning and mortality. Thirdly, the funeral industry, consumer choices, and ethical friction. Another important topic is the way death care becomes a marketplace, and how grieving families can be steered by tradition, sales pressure, and incomplete information. Doughty discusses the tension between sincere service and profit incentives, acknowledging that many funeral professionals are compassionate while also pointing out structural problems that can inflate costs or narrow choices. The book encourages consumer literacy, understanding what is legally required, what is customary but optional, and what questions to ask before signing agreements. It also explores how aesthetics and symbolism can be leveraged, for example, when a more elaborate package is presented as the most loving option. Doughty's perspective is shaped by her experience inside the system, where she sees how paperwork, timelines, and institutional relationships influence what families are offered. Ethical friction appears in choices about embalming, viewing, cremation, and the handling of remains, especially when families assume there is only one proper path. The broader message is empowerment through transparency. If people can discuss death openly and learn the basics of their rights and options, they can plan rituals that fit their values, reduce financial stress, and avoid decisions made purely under emotional duress or social expectation. Fourthly, making meaning, rituals, grief, and the value of participation, Doughty repeatedly returns to the idea that healthier relationships with death involve participation rather than avoidance. The book considers how rituals function, not as decorative add-ons, but as practical tools for processing loss and marking transition. When families are excluded from the body and the work of after-death care, mourning can become abstract, stalled, or replaced by a pressured performance of being fine. Doughty argues that seeing the body, helping with preparation when appropriate, or choosing a more hands-on farewell can support acceptance and reduce the sense that death is unreal. She also highlights that rituals vary widely across cultures and that there is no single correct way to grieve. What matters is intentionality, aligning actions with beliefs, relationships, and the needs of the living. The memoir elements show how even small gestures can carry weight and how humor and honesty can coexist with reverence. Rather than prescribing a single set of practices, the book invites readers to reclaim agency and create rituals that feel true, whether simple or elaborate. The emphasis on meaning, making frames death care as part of living well, not merely an unpleasant task to outsource and forget. Lastly, death positivity and learning to live with mortality, the book ultimately serves as an argument for confronting mortality as a way to reduce fear and increase life clarity. Doughty's approach is not purely philosophical, it is grounded in the physical, logistical realities she encounters and the emotional truth she observes in mourners. She challenges the idea that thinking about death is morbid, suggesting instead that avoidance feeds anxiety while knowledge builds steadiness. This theme includes the importance of talking about end-of-life wishes before a crisis, understanding basic death care options, and acknowledging that the body is not an enemy to be hidden when life ends. The tone is often comic, but the goal is serious, to normalize discussion and reduce shame around grief and curiosity. Doughty's work in the broader death positive movement informs the book's stance that a good society does not pretend death is elsewhere. It creates space for it, educates people about it, and allows mourning to be visible. Readers are encouraged to examine their own assumptions, from what a funeral should look like to what they want done with their own remains. By demystifying death, the book aims to make room for more authentic living, more prepared families, and fewer avoidable regrets. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy memoirs with a sharp voice, as well as anyone curious about cremation, funeral work, or the ways culture shapes grief. It is especially useful for people who feel anxious around death, have recently experienced loss, or want to plan ahead but do not know where to start. The benefit is practical and emotional. Learning what happens behind the scenes can replace vague dread with concrete understanding, and that understanding can make difficult moments less overwhelming. By encouraging open conversations and informed choices, the book can help readers support loved ones, set clearer end-of-life preferences, and approach mourning with less isolation and more honesty. Compared to many books about death that are either clinical guides or purely inspirational reflections, Doughty blends lived experience, cultural critique, and consumer awareness in a way that stays readable and memorable. The crematory perspective offers specificity without turning the topic into spectacle, and the humor keeps the subject approachable while still respectful. For buyers weighing similar titles, this one stands out for turning taboo into practical literacy and for showing how facing mortality can expand, not diminish, the experience of being alive. If you would like to support Caitlin Doughty, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.